Well, Dave Wilson, we're getting ready for the Pit Stop competition. The radio voice of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network, Mike King, will be joining us momentarily. And this moving this whole day's worth of festivities from Thursday to Friday a few years ago has really turned this into the second biggest day other than race day.
Amazing crowd coming in today. When I was trying to get in, it was traffic on 30th Street was backed all the way up to the White River and Riverside Park, people kind of come in west. And so that was awfully neat to see. And it's great to see the huge crowds here. And, of course, the bands, the Stain is going to be performing a little bit later on, and Papa Roach, that's a cool deal. But I'll tell you, one of the most entertaining times, and when you really hear the crowd go nuts, of course, we saw with the practice for the Indy cars and in the Freedom 100, is watching this pit stop contest. Because how many times can you say this? It's so important what happens in the pits. At the speeds these guys travel, a football field a second, if it's an extra second in the pit lane, all of a sudden you're 100 yards behind your competition. And this is where you see the cream rise at the top, and it's the real test of those pit crews, because we've seen a lot of them, like Sam Schmidt. We see Alex Tagliani on the pole. They got him on the pole. We see Townsend Bell. He's fourth quick inside the second row. That's one half the battle. Now those same crews have to match Team Penske, have to match Target Chip Ganassi's guys going over the wall and getting their driver out in a very in a timely manner. That's where it all comes down to. So this pick contest will tell the tale. Now, we just talked to Mr. Kyle Moyer there, and he was talking about some of the changes they had at Andretti Autosport, and Mike Conway, unfortunately, didn't make the race. But his pit crew is one of the best. So his pit crew is now going to take over the Window World Richard Petty, John Andretti entry, and so they'll be in this particular contest, and Ryan Hunter-Reay will be driving the car that his crew will be on, but John Andretti's pit crew will be Mike Conway's normal 24 crew. So we'll see how well they do, and that may bode well for John Andretti come race day.
Well, the years that you've been coming here, the years that we've covered it, we have seen on many occasions this race can most certainly be won and lost, and what this is an opportunity for those guys to showcase their ability and display to the fans just how important it is for them to do what they do and do it very well.
Yeah, and diagnosing. I mean, yeah, you got to put fuel in. You got 22 gallons of fuel of ethanol, and then you got to change those tires. That's one thing. But a lot of times a guy will come in with problems. He needs some wing put in, taken out. He's got push. He doesn't have push. You got to diagnose problems and fix that car in 8 seconds also. So, yeah, putting the tires on is important. Getting the fuel in is very important. But diagnosing and making the changes to the car the driver needs as you chase the car all day long here for 200 laps can make the difference between winning and losing.
And even though this pit stop competition has not been around for, throughout the history of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, we've seen instances to where how important pit stops can be. For instance, in the 1960s, the Wood Brothers were brought in from NASCAR to work a pit
1965, they brought them up here, and that's what helped Jimmy Clark, man. The Wood Brothers had been working down in NASCAR, and they thought, man, we can make a change here and make a difference. So here you have, they did come up here in 1965, and they helped Jimmy Clark and Lotus win the 65 500 because of their excellent pit stops.
Well, when we come back, we'll continue to set the stage for this pit stop competition. We'll be joined by the radio voice of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, Mike King, and we come back.
I'm Tony Stewart. On Wednesday, June 8th, please join me and 25 of the world's top drivers as we race to make children's dreams come true with the 2011 Prelude to the Dream.
I'm Carl Edwards. With your support, this year's Prelude to the Dream will make more children's dreams come true than ever before.
Crossing the finish line first means our charity gets the biggest donation.
You better believe we'll be racing to win.
I'm Jimmy Johnson. Race with us in the 2011 Prelude to the Dream.
Wednesday, June 8th, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, live on pay-per-view. Contact your pay-per-view provider to order.
Join the starting field of this year's Indy 500, along with past Indy 500 winners and legends at the Centennial Victory Awards Celebration, presented by Ice Miller LLP. This black tie event will take place Monday, May 30th, at the Grand Ballroom at the JW Marriott Indianapolis Hotel. Reserve your tickets or table now by calling the IMS ticket office at 800-822-4639. More information at IndianapolisMotorSpeedway.com.
Now, stay tuned for the greatest spectacle in racing.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit matrixdirect.com.
Are you willing to pay more for life insurance than you should? Well, did you know some prices on term life insurance have fallen to their lowest rates ever? Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. So let's say you're 40 years old and married. we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $16 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-630-2728. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%, and the call is absolutely free. Call 1-800-630-2728. That's 1-800-630-2728.
Round number one will feature Elio Castroneves against Team Ryan Hunter-Reay, Team Alex Lloyd against the team of James Hinchcliffe, and then Tony Kanaan and the 82 machine will take on Marco Andretti's team, and then Takuma Sato will take on Justin Wilson. Those making it to the quarterfinal round include Team Power, Willpower, of course, Team Franchitti, Team Dixon, and Team Briscoe. So our first matchup of the day will be Elio Castroneves versus the team of Ryan Hunter-Reay. In case you're just joining us, you missed a very entertaining Firestone Freedom 100. The winner, Joseph Newgarden, Esteban Guerrieri finished second. Victor Garcia rounds out the top three. Rejoining us now, Mike King. Mike, the first 20-some-odd laps or so of the Firestone Freedom 100, very entertaining. And then, unfortunately, caution slowed the pace drastically over the last 15 laps of it. But still, a great showcase for the future of the Izod IndyCar Series through the Firestone Indy Lights.
Mark, I tell you, I don't think you're going to buy a ticket for a better race than we saw the one Joseph Newgarden and Esteban Guerrieri put on there for a while. It was unfortunate that Jorge Goncalves, and I got to admit, Mark, when I saw that hit, I really feared for him. The fact that he was moving. When they got to him, and they got him out of the car very quickly and then gave the thumbs up. But very happy to see that that he was awake and alert. But, man, it was a great race. I thought before the last incident, I thought we might see Anders Krohn. I thought that strategy move where they came in under yellow and changed tires, I thought that was a great call. And I thought we might see him come all the way from the back of the pack to win the race. But, unfortunately, it wasn't to be.
Well, it was still a very entertaining event. A couple of guys, Clawson and Austin, both in their first events in the Firestone Indy Lights Series, got great seat time. Of course, Brian Clawson on the pole via points, dropped back at the start of the race to about 13th, I think, was able to pick his way through a couple of those melees and work his way up into the top 10. So, again, he did a great job of that number 77 machine. That's a fast race car. It was the points leader coming in, and he certainly didn't do anything to make it a questionable decision in terms of putting him in the cockpit of that race car. But congratulations to Joseph Newgarden. He was awfully, awfully excited as well. He should be, Mike, because he was in victory lane at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
First start here, Mark, so he is a perfect 1,000%, if you will. He is one for one. If you're keeping a batting average there, not too bad for Joseph Newgarden. As we need to pause 10 seconds for station identification as we see the cars down on pit lane, and we are not more than maybe a minute or so, maybe 2 minutes away from the first round of competition here in the annual pit stop competition. So let's go ahead and take our break. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network. Back at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, carb day, and boy, up to this point, it's been wild and woolly and fast. Scott Dixon quickest in the final practice session this morning. Joseph Newgarden makes Sam Schmidt perfect for the month of May as Sam is on pole for the Indy 500 with Alex Tagliani. His teams go 1-2 in the Firestone Indy Lights Freedom 100. Who is going to stop Sam Schmidt Motorsports? Michael Young, is it going to be Tony Kanaan?
Well, Tony Kanaan would certainly like to be celebrating a victory. We'll start with today and then worry about Sunday on Sunday. Talk about practice first, and then we'll talk about the pit stop competition. It was cold today. You could have learned everything you wanted to learn, but I don't think it's going to matter come race day.
No, not at all, but it was probably the longest time I spent in the racetrack on the track, so it was positive. I was pleased with my car. Of course, it's going to be 30 degrees hotter on Sunday. So we're going to have to make some adjustments, but great day, great crowd. I mean, can't believe it. I mean, it's awesome. So like you said, a win is a win. I'll take the win today, and I'll take the win Sunday as well. You know, it's today is just a great day for the fans.
I know the double file restarts was a big topic of conversation in the drivers' meeting. Thoughts on it and how it will affect the race, if it even will.
Still don't like it. I'm still against it, but I understand the concept of it, and I respect that. So I'm a professional race car driver. I got to do what they ask me to. But I think it could affect a lot. I mean, five laps to the end of the race, it goes yellow, and you have a lot of marbles out there. You're not going to sweep the track. And if you're not going to do that, the guys on the outside are going to get in a very, very difficult spot. And then I don't think it's a survival race. I think this is about the Indy 500. And we talk about tradition, and the tradition has been a single file start for 99 years. So, but, you know, we'll do it whatever it takes. And if it's double file, it's double file. That's what we're going to have to do, and we'll manage.
We had a great opportunity to visit with you yesterday. You announced with Vitor Mira that you guys are going to be in the Ironman competition come October 8th. How in the world did you get involved with that?
Well, you know, we trained a lot. We participated in a few triathlons in the past. And the Ironman is the 500 of the Ironmans or the triathlons. And we are very pleased that we got the invitation because you usually have to qualify. And because who we are and what we represent to the sport, we got the invitation to do it. But I have to say, Mike, it's going to be tough. I mean, it's not something that we can do it every day. So especially between two IndyCar races, that's where we're going to do it.
Yeah, between the Kentucky race and the end of the season in Las Vegas, it's certainly going to be a toll on your body, and hopefully we'll be able to see you full strength back in Las Vegas. Talk about today. This is the part of Carburation Day that's fun, just getting out there and doing some pit stops.
Definitely, and it's today is like the boys' day. You know, that's what they work all year for. That's their competition, and it's really important for the drivers to hit their mark. So, I mean, you even get nervous because it's totally up to us to help these guys. And, you know, those are the guys that are going to pass a lot of cars on Sunday for me as well. So great day to be here. I know the weather is a little cooler, but for the fans, it's awesome. For us, it's a big party, signing autographs and interacting with the fans. I mean, I love this place. I love IndyCar, and I hope I can do this for many years.
TK, you know the fans love you here as well. Good luck today in the pit stop competition. That's Tony Kanaan.
Okay, thanks so much, Michael, as I'm sure Tony Kanaan is going to be one of the drivers that we'll be looking for on race day here in the 100th anniversary running of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Still working on the cars downstairs and trying to get everything ready as the annual pit stop competition gets underway. It's a Miller Lite Carb Day here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the Brickyard, Gasoline Alley, the greatest spectacle in racing, racing capital of the world, Indy, Indy 500, Indianapolis 500, IndyCar, Indy Lights, and Indy Racing League are trademarks owned and or licensed by Brickyard Trademarks. IZOD is a trademark of Phillips Van Houston Corporation. Firestone is a trademark owned or licensed by Bridgestone Firestone North American Tire. Any rebroadcast or other use of the information, descriptions, and content of this broadcast without the written consent of the IMS Radio Network is strictly prohibited. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network.
Hey, I'm here to talk about the Count on Chevy event. I just wanted to start by saying that I had to fill up on my way to the studio, and get this, it cost me $60. Are you kidding me? That just hurts. So I'm really happy that Chevy gets it, and they made an entire event out of it. Right now, you get your choice of 9 models over 30 mpg highway based on EPA estimates. That's 9 ways to beat the pump. So head to your Chevy dealer. You'll be glad you did. Count on Chevy for more out of every mile.
What's it like to drive an Indy car at the famed Indianapolis Motor Speedway? Now the Indy Racing Experience can put you in the driver's seat. That's right, you can drive a real Indy car at the world's greatest race course. Packages start at under $400, but hurry, sessions are selling out fast. Call 1-888-357-5002 or go online to IndyRacingExperience.com. You driving a real Indy car, call 1-888-357-5002 now. Now, stay tuned for the greatest spectacle in racing.
Hi, this is Ryan Hunter-Reay, As race drivers, we do whatever it takes to be safe on the track. As race fans, you should do whatever it takes to stay safe in the sun. Outrun the Sun reminds you that skin cancer is the number one cancer and one American dies of melanoma every hour. When you're in the stands or out in the sun, be smart. Wear sunscreen, hats, and sunglasses. Visit OutrunTheSun.org. That's OutrunTheSun.org. The only burns we need at the track are those when the rubber meets the road. Protect your skin, protect yourself, and protect your life.
What if you didn't care about being on the fast track? Instead of flying to the big interview, what if you flew somewhere else altogether? Like a village in Botswana or a tiny island in the Pacific where needs are easy to see? What if you decided to share your skills with others and help someone else get ahead? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Back at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, Carp Day. And Mark James, we had the cars started momentarily as Elio Castroneves and Alex Lloyd get set to go up against each other here in round number one. But Elio Castroneves and Ryan Hunter-Reay get set to go up. Then suddenly they shut the cars down. So we're not sure what's going on.
You said something about not being ready, and clearly the word got down.
That we weren't ready to go?
Yeah, that you weren't quite ready because you had to make a bonsai run from the TV booth over here after your coverage of the Firestone Freedom 100. And, it's well orchestrated. And now it looks as though we're getting much closer now to getting those cars refired and getting round one underway. That will be done in less than a minute.
So once again, round one, Elio Castroneves taking on Ryan Hunter-Reay, the crew from the number three Penske Racing Machine taking on the number 28 car. And this is the Andretti Autosport crew. Despite the fact that Ryan Hunter-Reay will be in the 41 car on race day, his crew will go over the wall, regular crew, and he'll also have Kyle Moyer calling his strategy, right?
And we did learn from Kyle that Mike Conway's crew will be over the wall for John Andretti on race day.
Gotcha. Okay, let's go downstairs. Who are we going to? Nick Yeoman?
Nick, we'll have Elio Castroneves and Ryan Hunter-Reay's team up first. Of course, as you mentioned, it'll be Mike Conway's pit crew. Mike Conway did not make the race. They will be servicing the car. The engine fired on Elio Castroneves' car, and we are just about set to go. Here for the first round of the pit stop competition on Carb Day, the Shell Pennzoil guys giving the thumbs up as they are ready for their driver to make his first run of the day, and it looks like that the Andretti guys are ready as well. Waiting for the green flag, and both drivers away. Ryan Hunter-Reay will be the first one in to pit his car, and Elio Castroneves' crew will go to work as well. All four tires off, all four tires on for both teams. A little slow, but it's going to be Ryan Hunter-Reay and the Andretti Autosport team that got away first, got into pit lane first, and pulled away first. So it looks like, Mike, he'll get the victory in round number one.
Boy, Mark James, it has just not been Elio Castroneves' year. That's, five times he has won the pit stop competition, but Ryan Hunter-Reay beat him out there pretty handily.
A win on Sunday would cure all of these ills, no question about that. And as long as Elio Castroneves is in the Indianapolis 500 with his history here, he has to be considered a favorite. The time, 10.141 for Ryan Hunter-Reay, 12.611 for Elio Castroneves. So the 28 machine of Ryan Hunter-Reay moves on.
So Ryan Hunter-Reay advancing to round number two. When we come back, we'll go downstairs. Michael Young is catching up with Ryan Briscoe. We'll hear from him when we come back to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
There are few greater traditions in sports than when the 500-mile race winner pulls into victory lane and is greeted with an ice-cold bottle of milk. And consider this, the 500's bottle of milk tradition has been recognized nationally as the sports world's coolest prize. Now and always, milk's the driver's favorite taste at the end of the race.
Get the calcium, vitamins, and protein you need to compete with a refreshing glass of milk. Brought to you by the American Dairy Association, your Indiana Dairy Farm families.
Remember, winners drink milk.
Now you can bring back your favorite memories of the Indy 500 with the IMS Radio Network.
There's the checkered flag for Jim Rothman, the winner of the 44th annual 500-mile race.
Little Al wins by just a few tenths of a second.
Go to IndianapolisMotorSpeedway.com to purchase copies of classic Indy 500 broadcasts.
And Elio Castroneves climbs the fence in the front straight.
Johnny Rutherford wins the 1980 Indianapolis 500.
IndianapolisMotorSpeedway.com.
Now, stay tuned for the greatest spectacle in racing.
Monthly payment calculation assumes 5% down at 7% APR over 30 years.
If you just bought a house and paid more than $34,000, you're going to want to change the station, because we're about to tell everyone listening how to buy a house for as low as $34,000. So if you don't want to hear about these incredible deals, please change the station now. Imagine finding a great four-bedroom, two-bath home for $34,000. That's $215 a month. To learn how to get a free list of foreclosures, call 1-800-226-0775 now. CRN is offering rebates of up to $1,000 in cash. And if you call right now, you can find out how to get up to an extra $2,500 on top of that. So call in the next 30 minutes for your free foreclosure list. Again, to learn how to get a free list of foreclosures that may be available in your area, call CRN at 1-800-226-0775. That's 1-800-226-0775. 1-800-226-0775.
Mike King, Mark James, Nick Yeoman, and Michael Young back with you. Live coverage of the annual pit stop competition. It's Miller Lite Carb Day here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Elio Castroneves' bid, Mark, for a third consecutive pit stop championship for himself and his crew just went away as Ryan Hunter-Reay moved on to round number two with a pit stop recorded at 10.141 seconds.
Still a couple of more shots at it. Will Power's crew has a shot at it. They've yet to go. And also Ryan Briscoe's crew is in this pit stop competition, and Ryan's standing by with Michael Young.
Ryan and I were just talking about some of our favorite Carburation Day moments. Most of those we couldn't share here with you on the radio network. Quite the upset there, Ryan. I'm surprised to see Elio out. He has won five of these things.
Yeah, definitely. I was pretty sure I'd be meeting him later on in this deal. But, yeah, it looked like the outside rear just slipped a little bit. But the 28 guys were pretty quick, too.
We were talking a little bit about the fact that you got a bye in the first round. You, Dixon Franchitti, and Will Power, your teammate. Reason being, you guys were fantastic throughout this past year.
Yeah, it's been good, and I think the last two races, actually, my team has spent the least amount of time on pit road, so that helped us get this bye in the first round. I can't wait. We've got a huge turnout of fans. It's great to see. It's exciting. I always love this competition.
What can you do to help your team in one of these pit stop competitions? Is there anything? Just be clean?
There's a lot that I can do. I mean, there's more that I can do to screw it up, though, like miss my marks or, you know, come in too fast or stall it or something like that. So I've just got to make sure I'm nice and clean and let my boys go to work.
They'll be facing either Justin Wilson or Takuma Sato. He got the bye this time. That was Ryan Briscoe.
Yeah, Will Power will be up against Ryan Hunter-Reay and the Andretti Autosport crew in the quarterfinals. Dario Franchitti got one of the byes as well. Scott Dixon and Ryan Briscoe, who we just heard from. So they're all waiting now for their second-round matchup. Alex Lloyd and James Hinchcliffe, Dale Coyne Racing versus Newman Haas Racing will be our next matchup. The winner advances on to face Dario Franchitti. Tony Kanaan and Marco Andretti, so KV Lotus versus Andretti Autosport in that first-round matchup. The winner will take on Scott Dixon, and then our final first-round matchup, Takuma Sato, KV Lotus takes on Justin Wilson, Dreyer Reinbold Racing, and the winner of that one will meet Ryan Briscoe. Michael, you've got our first winner of the day in the annual pit stop competition, and it is Ryan Hunter-Reay.
Yes, indeed. It turns a little bit brighter for you as we approach race day. You have upset the past four-time champion of this event, so that's got to feel good. The crew did a fantastic job.
They did. That's what it's about. It's about them and showcasing their talents. I don't think the sport gets enough recognition for how much pressure these guys are under, and they just did a fabulous job, and this really highlights that they get to be out here in an arena in front of the fans. And you know, we keep joking around that we have the ugliest girl at the dance here, being the 28 car. But the guys make the most of it, and it's actually the 27 crew on this car. They did a great job getting in here.
So a lot of team effort going on this month of May, and in Andretti Autosport, it has been a tough one for you. So hopefully some bright days ahead for you as you get set to run the 500. Your thoughts on the 41 car? You ran well today.
We ran really well. That was our setup, basically, and a Foyt prepared car. So got to give it to those guys. They really prepared the car well. This is all very strange, though. You know, I feel like obviously Bruno should be here, and I feel it's all I don't really even know how to describe it. It's very, very, very strange and awkward, and I don't like it one bit. But like I've been saying, we're all professionals. The guys around me on the team just go on and get with the job, and we can make good of this.
Rarely is he at a loss for words. He won in the first round. Let's go over to Nick Yeoman.
Yeah, it'll be Alex Lloyd and James Hinchcliffe lined up here for the second first round matchup. Alex Lloyd, of course, how about some bump day drama as he took one heck of a run for Dale Coyne Racing to put that car in the show. James Hinchcliffe and really his Newman Haas teammate Oriel Servia, they've been very quick this entire month. So these guys get ready. The winner will advance to take on the defending champion of not only the Eyes Out IndyCar Series, but of this race. That's Dario Franchitti. So a tall task for the winner of this matchup. Again, it is James Hinchcliffe for Newman Haas, the blue and silver Sprott car, as we wait for the signal. They've got a bunch of different people. And there it is. Both cars away. Alex Lloyd has the advantage as he pulls into pit lane, and the Boy Scouts of America group will go to work on his car first. They pick all four tires off, all four on, and it's a quick stop. But Hinchcliffe might have edged him out. I think James Hinchcliffe might have got him, Mike. He was awfully quick, and he did indeed. James Hinchcliffe will advance. He left the starting line a little bit later, got to his box a little bit later, and as you mentioned, it's always about time, and James Hinchcliffe was able to pull away quick with the quicker time.
Yeah, 9.104 seconds for James Hinchcliffe and the Newman Haas Racing Team, and for Alex Lloyd and Dale Coyne Racing, 10.308, Mark. So it always does a driver good to be the last driver into his pit stall, but the first one out. So good job by Newman Haas Racing.
James Hinchcliffe has been on a bit of a roll, Mike, after a 24th finish at Barber Motorsport Park. He wasn't with Newman Haas for week number one at St. Petersburg. He started 11th, finished 4th at Long Beach, and then garnered another top 10 on the streets of Sao Paulo after starting 11th. We figure he might be destined for some pretty heady stuff once he got to this series, because he did a lot to impress in the Firestone Indy Lights series a year ago.
His teammate Oriel Servia will start on the outside of the front row, so Newman Haas Racing looks like NHR is back in IndyCar. So it will be Hinchcliffe and Dario Franchitti in the second round. Ryan Hunter-Reay will take on Will Power. Two first-round matchups yet to go. Tony Kanaan and Marco Andretti, that's coming up next here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
At Miller Lite, we believe that sharing a pitcher of our great-tasting draft beer will bring friends together for a good time. 'Cause good is way better than bad. No one reminisces about the bad old days. If your guess is as bad as mine, I guess we're a couple of idiot faces. Asked a bad friend to watch your dog? Nice knowing you, Mr. Nibbles. You pride yourself on being a bad sport? Technical foul on you for illegal use of your brain. So why have a bad time when you can have a good time with a pitcher of Miller Lite draft beer to share with your friends? Triple hop brewed Miller Lite. Taste greatness. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Great beer, great responsibility. If you like the great taste of Miller Lite on tap, you're going to love the Taste Activator glass. Its etched bottom releases a continuous stream of bubbles to deliver great taste, aroma, and a thicker head. So when you ask for a great-tasting Miller Lite on tap, ask for it in a Taste Activator glass. Only from Triple Hops Brewed Miller Lite. Taste greatness.
Now, stay tuned for the greatest spectacle in racing.
Eight. We've worked together for years.
Seven. I'm the parking attendant. I park your car every day.
One in eight Americans is struggling with hunger.
Six. We speak at PTA meetings all the time.
Including millions of children and seniors.
Five. I went to summer camp with your son last year.
Four. I'm your old friend. We went to high school together.
Someone you know is in need.
Three. I work at the gas station. I pump your gas.
Two. I'm your neighbor. Our kids are classmates.
Who's the one in eight in your life that needs help?
One. We live next door to each other.
You can make a difference through Feeding America and its nationwide network of more than 200 food banks. Take action at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Back at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the final hour of Eyes Hot IndyCar Series practice wrapped up. just before noon with Scott Dixon, the 2008 winner, on top of the speed chart. 225.474 miles an hour. Then, after that, we saw the Firestone Indy Lights Freedom 100 won by Hendersonville, Tennessee's Joseph Newgarden, who, oh yeah, just happens to drive for Sam Schmidt Motorsports. And, oh yeah, Sam's driver Alex Tagliani just happened to win pole. Boy, Mark, could Sam Schmidt sweep the entire month of May? Because his driver, Brian Clausen, was on pole for the lights race by default because it went to entrant points. Newgarden wins. He's already won the pole for the 500. If he finds a way to get a car in victory lane Sunday, I think that might be the first ever complete sweep of a weekend for one car owner.
It's no accident. You know, we talked to him earlier this year about his opportunity to go full-time in the Izod IndyCar Series. He certainly has had cooperative efforts over the past couple of Mays, but when the opportunity came to purchase the Fast Race team, he said he wanted a turnkey operation. That's exactly what he got. In terms of personnel, he puts his touches on it, is smart enough to put one of the founders of that race team and co-owners at the time, Alex Tagliani, back in the car. He brought the Bowers and Wilkins sponsorship along, and it's just a win-win for Sam Schmidt. He had his hands in several efforts over the weekend of qualifying, and again, over 30 wins in Firestone Indy Lights Series competition, four championships, and it's just a great story. And I'm not sure that it's a story that enough people know about.
I remember being at Las Vegas Motor Speedway in 1999 when Sam Schmidt, Dave Wilson, you remember this, when Sam won that race. Remember, he was sporting the big Elvis pork chop sideburns and was so happy, and it was just so unfortunate that it was just a few months later that he was paralyzed in that incident at Walt Disney World Speedway during testing.
Broke his the C3 and C4 vertebrae in his back, paralyzed from the neck down. But I'll tell you what, I talked to Alex Tagliani about him this year, and he said, you know what? He's the hardest guy to keep up with.
It's incredible.
You're flying after him in that little cart. You got to have your running shoes on. But you know, he could have laid down. He could have just given up, but instead he has taken it to another level and is an example and an inspiration to a lot of people, whether you're in a wheelchair or not, that you look what you can do.
It really is an amazing story what Sam Schmidt has been able to accomplish, not just in motorsports, but in the medical community. He is widely known. Of course, he campaigns and raises money for all sorts of research, talks in to many groups around the country about stem cell research, is kind of on the cutting edge of being informed there and informing other people. He is amazingly busy. We'll talk more about Sam Schmidt Motorsports in just a couple of minutes. Nick Yeoman, we're ready to go with our third.
Yeah, we're actually going to have Michael Young on this stop. Michael, go ahead.
It's an important one, and we talked to Tony Kanaan. He said this is for the team, and of course, working with this KV Racing Technology crew for the first time this year, they have been very good thus far in the first four events of the season. TK going up against Marco Andretti in the Venom Energy Drink Machine, the 26 versus the 82, two former teammates. We are awaiting the green flag. And there it is. Green flags are both off at the same time. Off at the same time, and Marco Andretti beats Kanaan into the pit box. Looks like it was a little tough getting Marco Andretti's car up. Even on both sides. Tony Kanaan's car down and away first. Marco follows him out. A great stop for TK KV Racing Technology and that Geico Lotus machine. TK, your winner that time through.
That, by the way, is the quickest stop of the three first-round matchups, Mark, that we've seen. TK's KV Lotus team, 8.276 seconds. So Tony Kanaan, Mark, moves on to the next round where he will face Scott Dixon.
And this is a crew that hasn't been together very long, and I'm sure TK going to be awfully happy with that effort, and that lays down a pretty impressive number for the others to shoot at, Mike.
Final first-round matchup comes up next. Takuma Sato and that KV Lotus crew will go up against Justin Wilson and Dreyer and Reinbold Racing. That's when we come back to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Story about a man with a car and a job, a wife and a kid, his name is Bob. Just a regular guy with a regular car, but it's what he rolls on that makes him a star.
Get a $50 Firestone MasterCard prepaid card by mail when you buy a set of four eligible Firestone tires. Offer valid May 26th through June 25th, 2011. Mailing claim form required. Card issued by Metabank. See participating Firestone retailers for complete details.
The official program for the 2011 Indianapolis 500 is now available and features three different collectible covers. Each one is packed with information about the 100th anniversary of the greatest spectacle in racing and includes a commemorative edition Sports Illustrated, plus a poster depicting all Indy 500 drivers on one side and historical tickets on the other. This piece of history is just $15 at the track at BrickyardAuthentics.com or by calling 1-800-955-INDY. Go online to purchase the exclusive three-pack set for $45 that includes all three covers.
Now, stay tuned for the greatest spectacle in racing.
The following contains a toll-free number for individuals looking to lose 30 pounds or more.
Please pay attention. If you would like to be among the first to try a weight loss supplement that's proven to help you lose weight, please call the toll-free number at the end of this ad. If you do, you will receive a risk-free trial of an exclusive weight loss aid that does not require a prescription. By enrolling in the 30-day risk-free trial, you'll be able to burn fat more quickly by boosting your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to lose weight in days instead of weeks. Be among the first to call and get your trial risk-free. 1-800-504-7640. Again, if you would like to try a proven weight loss supplement that could help you lose 30 pounds or more without a prescription, you may now call for the risk-free trial. Call Acai Fresh now. 1-800-504-7640. 1-800-504-7640. You may begin calling now. 1-800-504-7640.
Back at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the annual Indy 500 pit stop competition. Almost through the first round as we have had Ryan Hunter-Reay, James Hinchcliffe, and Tony Kanaan advance. Takuma Sato and his KV Lotus crew will go up against Justin Wilson in the final first round matchup. So far our quarterfinal matchups have Ryan Hunter-Reay and his Andretti Autosport crew set to go up against Will Power and the Verizon Wireless Team Penske guys. Then James Hinchcliffe will go up against Dario Franchitti. So that will be a meeting of Newman Haas Racing and Target Chip Ganassi Racing. Then Tony Kanaan from KV Lotus will take on another Target Chip Ganassi Racing machine and driver Scott Dixon. Okay, Michael Young, you got James Hinchcliffe?
Indeed, he won in the first round. He brought his Hans device just in case. He got, like, super fast in this pit stop. Talk about your first pit stop competition. It's a lot of fun.
Breakneck acceleration is the name of the game, Mike, so that's why I wore the Hans device. No, it was good. You know, I went a little bit long, to be fair. The brakes are obviously freezing cold, and pit lane doesn't have a lot of grip, so I overshot it a little bit, but luckily the crew was super quick, so it was enough to get the jump on Alex there. But, you know, looking at Tony's time in that last round, he's about a second quicker than the time we did, so I gotta maybe go in a bit quicker, clean up my stop, and I think our exit was all right, though, and our guys are fast enough to get it done, so fingers crossed we can bring this one home for Newman Haas.
Before the competition started, you were talking with Dixon Franchitti and Tony Kanaan, and you guys were all yucking it up. Being the new guy in the group, how did that feel as a rookie talking to those champions?
It's cool, you know. I mean, just getting to hang out with these guys that I've watched race for so long is a cool experience. And, you know, they really have taken me in, and they see me as one of their own. You know, they don't see me as the new kid on the block or, you know, who's the annoying little brother or anything like that. So it's cool. They've all been super nice to me through this transition to the big cars.
Well, he will be going up against Dario Franchitti. That's James Hinchcliffe, one in round number one.
Final first round matchup is on deck. Takuma Sato and the KV Lotus guys will take on Dreyer Reinbold Racing with driver Justin Wilson. That's next here at the Speedway.
Hey, I'm here to talk about the Count on Chevy event. I just wanted to start by saying that I had to fill up on my way to the studio, and get this, it cost me $60. Are you kidding me? That just hurts. So I'm really happy that Chevy gets it, and they made an entire event out of it. Right now, you get your choice of 9 models over 30 mpg highway based on EPA estimates. That's 9 ways to beat the pump. So head to your Chevy dealer. You'll be glad you did. Count on Chevy for more out of every mile.
I'm Tony Stewart. On Wednesday, June 8th, please join me and 25 of the world's top drivers as we race to make children's dreams come true with the 2011 Prelude to the Dream.
I'm Carl Edwards. With your support, this year's Prelude to the Dream will make more children's dreams come true than ever before.
Crossing the finish line first means our charity gets the biggest donation.
You better believe we'll be racing to win.
I'm Jimmy Johnson. Race with us in the 2011 Prelude to the Dream.
Wednesday, June 8th, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, live on pay-per-view. Contact your pay-per-view provider to order.
Now, stay tuned for the greatest spectacle in racing.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I'm 19 years old, and this is how I live United. I've always been kind of a computer geek, and I found a way to use those skills to help the homeless in my community. For people facing hard times, computer skills and a basic resume are so important. It may seem like a small thing, but it makes a huge difference in people's lives. So with United Way, I created a program where I work with the homeless. Together, we go through their whole job history, write a resume, and then save it on their very own USB drive. We provide workbooks and training certificates. I even budgeted for cupcakes so we can celebrate as a class when one of our people gets a job. That's huge. When somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." That's what living United feels like to me. My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Final first-round matchup underway. Let's go to Michael Young.
Jacob Masato had a tough time getting away. Justin Wilson, pretty clean thus far. Really struggling on the KV Racing Technology side. Justin Wilson, down and away. He will be your winner that time. Again, a lot of struggles for that number five team in that pit stop pass there.
Justin Wilson, Michael, you're right, with a stop for the Dreyer Reinbold guys, 9.695 seconds. Jacob Masato and the KV Lotus guys, Mark, a little bit of trouble there. They were a couple seconds behind at 11.504.
Well, considering, Mike, that I was pretty happy with my 15-second tire change in a media pit stop a couple of years ago, I'm not going to be too critical of these guys.
So the quickest stop, Mark, in this first round belongs to Team Kanaan, Tony Kanaan's KV Lotus crew, at 8.276 seconds. But you and I both know that for what we have seen in years past from both the Ganassi and the Penske boys, it's probably going to take somewhere in the range of 7.5 seconds to win this thing.
Absolutely, and the times are going to get quicker as the adrenaline gets dialed up at each round.
Nick Yeoman, who you got?
Joaquin, the chief mechanic for James Hinchcliffe, also working the outside front here for the pit stop competition. You've got an interesting story. I understand as a 15-year-old you hitchhiked to the track where you met a future boss of yours.
Yeah, they made the movie Winning in 1968. I was a sophomore in high school, and I'd hitchhike out here, and lucky enough to get in the garage. And Dick Offinger was the chief mechanic for the Weinberger Holmes team. Ended up being Newman's crew in the movie. And that was my introduction to racing. I got to meet a lot of people, and one thing led to another, and here I am.
Very cool story. How about that first round stop? You guys were pretty quick.
Got to do better.
Hey, that's, you got to like it, guys. The Newman Haas crew, a good stop, but they want to pick it up if they want to advance and try to win this thing, Mike.
So with Justin Wilson advancing on to round number two, our quarterfinals are now set. Ryan Hunter-Reay and Will Power will be our first matchup. James Hinchcliffe and Dario Franchitti will go next, and then Tony Kanaan and Scott Dixon, Justin Wilson, and Ryan Briscoe. Now, I want to let our stations on the IMS Radio Network know that because of the length of the Firestone Indy Lights Freedom 100, we will be saying goodbye on the full network at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. We will remain in Indianapolis on 1070 The Fan. However, unfortunately, we lose our satellite time at the top of the hour. So we do want to invite all of you. We will keep our satellite time. Is that? No, we will. Oh, okay. So IndyCar. Okay, this is breaking news. We will be on IndyCar.com after the top of the hour ID. So for those of you who are with us, it is obvious at 2:34 Eastern time that it will be impossible to get through the quarterfinals
and the semifinals and get you to the finals of the annual pit stop competition. But we don't want to leave you hanging. So as we progress through, we've got 25 minutes roughly remaining in our network broadcast. You can switch over to IndyCar.com to hear the remaining action. And I've got to assume, Mark, we may get through the quarterfinals here in the next 25 minutes. So that would leave us with the semifinals and obviously the championship round.
Yeah, and they have a pace to this. And certainly once the cars are in, there's lots of system checks and whatnot that have to be done before they can just simply release them and get the competition underway. And they also have to make sure they check and double check the timing, make sure any penalty seconds are assessed, all of those things.
Okay, and once again, we will not be staying at 1070 The Fan after the top of the hour. They have other program obligations. So if you want to hear the remainder of the pit stop competition, simply go to IndyCar.com, and that's where you'll find us. Go to the multimedia tab, click on that, and you'll find the show. Just click on yes, and you'll be able to hear the webcast. So once again, as we are coming to you live from the world's greatest race course on what is an overcast, chilly day. Mark, we were talking about it during the break. It is eerie how similar these conditions are to the race conditions we saw here in 1992. And given what happened in the Freedom 100, those race conditions were very much the same. And I think a lot of those incidents can be directly related to the cool temperatures and how hard it was to get heat in the tires.
While they might be listed as multi-car incidents, save for one, which was the very first one with Victor Carbonet, they were basically incidents in which one car broke loose and either another car was caught up in the melee, or because of the fact they had to go high on the racetrack and lost their grip, they too spun. But it was interesting that all of those issues occurred in what can be a trouble spot, turn number two. And it all boiled down to not having enough heat in the tires.
Well, that won't be a problem Sunday, as we're expecting temperatures to be near 90 degrees. I can only imagine what heat indexes are going to be like. Last year, remember, we had a 103 degrees heat index on pit lane. We could see that again on Sunday afternoon. Nick Yeoman, you will be one of the guys on pit lane in that fire suit. So for you, I hope that heat index is not going to be quite that warm. You've got our first quarterfinal matchup, Ryan Hunter-Reay and the Andretti Autosport guys taking on Team Penske and Will Power.
Yeah, loving the weather right now, Mike. I could take one of these overcast Indiana days here in the spring anytime. Both engines fired. Ryan Hunter-Reay's car, the engine's been fired for 3 or 4 minutes. The engine was just fired for Will Power's car as he gets set for his first pit stop in this competition. His tire changer is a bit of a national feel all over the place. His outside front tire from Wisconsin. You've got the inside front tire changer, Doug Snyder from Pennsylvania. You've got tire changers from Florida. Ryan Hunter-Reay is the first to pull away. Will Power did get away clean, though, so it's going to be who can pit these cars the quickest. Hunter-Reay's crew will go to Rourke. He is down and away, but so is Will Power. And I'd have to think that because they arrived at different times and that Will Power left equal to Ryan Hunter-Reay, Mike, I think Will Power got that round.
Mark, there it is, the quickest stop of the competition for Will Power and the Team Penske guys on the 12 car, 8.164 seconds. That was pretty impressive.
We suspected, even though Elio's crew had a bit of a struggle and he was eliminated in round one, that both Will Power and Ryan Briscoe would still carry the Team Penske colors mightily throughout the course of this competition.
Newman Haas Racing and Target Chip Ganassi Racing, James Hinchcliffe and Dario Franchitti. That is our second quarterfinal matchup. It comes up when we return to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
There are few greater traditions in sports than when the 500-mile race winner pulls into victory lane and is greeted with an ice-cold bottle of milk. And consider this, the 500's bottle of milk tradition has been recognized nationally as the sports world's coolest prize. Now and always, milk's the driver's favorite taste at the end of the race.
Get the calcium, vitamins, and protein you need to compete with a refreshing glass of milk. Brought to you by the American Dairy Association, your Indiana Dairy Farm families.
Remember, winners drink milk.
Back home again.
With a century of tradition, the Indianapolis 500 is the world's largest single-day sporting event. I'm Mike King, inviting you to join our team of broadcasters from the pre-race ceremonies to the green flag to victory lane. Complete live coverage of IZOD IndyCar Series action from the famed Brickyard this Sunday. It's the 100th anniversary Indianapolis 500 on this official Indy 500 station. Now, stay tuned for the greatest spectacle in racing.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Are you willing to pay more for life insurance than you should? Well, did you know some prices on term life insurance have fallen to their lowest rates ever? Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. So let's say you're 40 years old and married. We could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $16 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-630-2728. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%, and the call is absolutely free. Call 1-800-630-2728. That's 1-800-630-2728.
Now, the party atmosphere is prevalent on Carb Day. I guess that's the best way to say it. A huge crowd here today, despite the overcast, cool conditions. And Mark Janes, as soon as the pit stop competition is complete, they'll all be making their way over for the big concert.
That's right, and a full day of activity here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And tomorrow is a rather busy day, too.
Yep.
There are a lot of hospitality tours that take place early on here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and autograph sessions and whatnot, and, of course, the drivers' meeting. And then once the drivers' meeting concludes, all the drivers climb into the motor coaches or the vans, whatever the motor transportation may be, and they take them downtown for the 500 Festival Parade. And then, of course, all the parties around 16th and Georgetown and all of the events in downtown Indianapolis all leading up to the Indianapolis 500 on Sunday.
Dan Weldon and I have an event tomorrow night with a group of race fans downtown. Looking forward. In fact, I have not been into the new JW Marriott, and that's where it's going to be. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun. And getting ready, of course, for the 100th anniversary running of the Indianapolis 500-mile race. And Dave, should be really a special day on Sunday.
You know, I stayed at the other night. I stayed at that brand-new JW Marriott. The towels were so fluffy I could barely get my suitcase closed.
Oh,
I love that joke.
That's good comedy.
Henry Lee, it's an old joke.
That's good comedy.
Couldn't get my suitcase closed.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
Those are fluffy towels. Those are fluffy towels. We're watching as Dario Franchitti, his car is just now being rolled back from what is essentially a pre-stop inspection. Once again, Will Power has moved on to the semifinal round with a stop. The Team Penske guy is getting him in and out of his pit stall in 8.164 seconds. James Hinchcliffe and Dario Franchitti, Michael Young, they're moving Dario's car into position. Hinch has been back there waiting, so the youngster waiting on the veteran and two-time 500 champion, and we're just about ready to go.
Yes, indeed, and when those veterans wait to stage, well, that put the pressure on this young rookie. Neat down here, Brian Howard, who's the official starter for the anniversary of the Indianapolis 500, the 100th anniversary, has a bunch of honorary flagmen and flagwomen down here to help him start this pit stop competition, 11 in all, and he has to teach each and every one of them how to get that green flag. And quite a thrill for those race fans and dignitaries to come down here and be between these IZOT IndyCar Series machines as they make their way down pit lane. It's just a fantastic opportunity, a wonderful competition, and a great day thus far. And we'll see who wins this competition.
Yeah, Mark, you know, you got to do it in a figure eight. You know, when you're waving the green flag, you got to do it in a figure eight. Just do a figure eight right in front of you, and you'll get that green flag waving right every time. So we're anticipating the start of our second quarterfinal matchup here momentarily. Who will take on Will Power? Will it be Dario Franchitti or James Hinchcliffe? We'll find out in just about 1 minute's time. And, Mark, you know, I was amazed at the number of laps we saw IndyCar Series drivers turn this morning, given that it's going to be a track temperature probably twice on Sunday, what we saw today, and an ambient temperature some 30 degrees warmer.
Well, let's face it. They haven't had a tremendous amount of track time, and they made the most of that 1 hour, no doubt about that. And I think typically throughout carb days in years past, we have seen probably 20 to 25 cars on the track at one point or another throughout the course of the hour. But for a fair amount of time, Mike, all 33 cars were on the track at one time.
Yep.
And while we see all 33 over the course of the 1 hour, rarely do we see them all out there at once for the extended time that we did today.
Time to go, Michael Young, our second quarterfinal. James Hinchcliffe, Dario Franchitti, Newman Haas Racing, and Target Chip Ganassi Racing.
The green flag is out. They both get away at the same time, although Dario accelerating quicker into the pit box. Remember, there's a timing line right before they start their pit stop, and that's where the timing begins. About 20 feet before, James Hinchcliffe revving the engine. Dario down and away. Hinch just a little bit slower. A great stop for that number 10 team for Target Chip Ganassi Racing.
Yeah, both stops were off the pace that we saw Will Powers, Team Penske guys set, but Mark, Dario Franchitti and the Target Chip Ganassi boys, they advance at 10.020 seconds. Hinch 10.592, but Dario knows that a 10-second stop's not going to be much good on race day or in this competition.
No question about that. You want that somewhere around 7 to 7.5 max, especially on race day, depending, of course, on where your stint falls in terms of the fuel mileage and whatnot. But certainly Will Power, Tony Kanaan, among those drawing the line in the sand, if you will. The question is, can those guys back that up, that quick time up, in their next rounds?
So it will be the big two facing each other in our first semifinal matchup as Dario Franchitti, his Target Chip Ganassi Racing guys, will go up against Will Power and his Verizon Wireless Team Penske crew. That will be our first semifinal matchup. But before we get to that, we've got to get to our final two quarterfinal matchups. Tony Kanaan and Scott Dixon, KV Lotus, takes on Target Chip Ganassi Racing next here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
At Miller Lite, we believe if you're not choosing a light beer with more taste, you need to man up, not man down. Because up is way better than down. You don't tell someone sad to cheer down. What's down, dog? A steamy pile. And you just stepped in it. Giddy down, cowboy? You must be saddled on a blind three-legged jackass. Struggling to make down your mind? Let me help you. Yes, wear pants today. Looking for a down-and-coming neighborhood? Try Cell Block 4C. Great view with lots of bars nearby. Got a job at a start down company? Let me guess. You slap buckets on a street corner. Getting pumped down for your big party? It's in a chat room and the only guest is Bernie, the 67-year-old retired clown. Oh, and your girlfriend's not wearing a push-down bra. It's called gravity, Isaac Nitwit. Can I be down front with you? All this down talk is bringing me down. So don't man down. Man up and choose a light beer with more taste. Triple Hops Brewed Miller Lite. Taste greatness. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Great beer, great responsibility.
Now, stay tuned for the greatest spectacle in racing.
Hi, this is Ryan Hunter-Reay. As race drivers, we do whatever it takes to be safe on the track. As race fans, you should do whatever it takes to stay safe in the sun. Outrun the Sun reminds you that skin cancer is the number one cancer and one American dies of melanoma every hour. When you're in the stands or out in the sun, be smart. Wear sunscreen, hats, and sunglasses. Visit OutrunTheSun.org. That's OutrunTheSun.org. The only burns we need at the track are those when the rubber meets the road. Protect your skin, protect yourself, and protect your life.
Wow, that's a lot of books. Little one at home?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. Childproofing your home, childproofing your yard, childproofing your in-laws' home and yard.
Of all the things you can read to keep your child safe, the most important is attached to their car seat. Read the instruction manual and use the latch system. It makes it easier to be sure your child's car seat is installed correctly. Learn more at safercar.gov. Anchor, tether, latch. The next generation of child safety. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ag Council.
Mike King, Mark James, Michael Young, Nick Yeoman, and Dave Wilson with you here at the world's greatest race course on Carb Day 2011. Miller Lite Carb Day, the big concert will take place at the stage inside the MotoGP course in a few minutes. And before that, though, we've got to get through the annual pit stop competition. We've already got one semifinal set. Will Power, his Verizon Wireless Team Penske crew, takes on Dario Franchitti and his Target Chip Ganassi Racing Team. Our next quarterfinal, Tony Kanaan and Scott Dixon. So TK and the KV Lotus guys will go up against Target Chip Ganassi Racing. And we see that Dixon is still down there being teched out. So it's going to be a couple of minutes. Let's check in with Michael Young. Michael.
We're here with Dario Franchitti at 10.02 and Will Power 8.164. You boys got your work cut out for you.
Well, if we don't screw it up, we might be able to do that. We didn't...
I was a little long in the box, and then one of the guys made a small mistake there, but the target boys recovered well. I just told them, I said, let's go have some fun. But if it's up between today and Sunday for quick stops, I'll take Sunday.
Yes, I would think Sunday would be the day you want to be very successful on the stops. When you're doing the pit stop competition, do you see the driver next to you, or are you just concentrating, focusing on hitting your marks?
You're just focusing on your marks, really. You know, because the way the competition works, it's kind of unusual. When the green flag goes, it's not about when you leave. It's about when you enter this certain zone. So for me, that takes a little of the drama out of it. I think it should be kind of a launch and then the pit stop too. But I suppose the whole focus is on the guy's pit stop rather than how well we launch or whatever. But it's fun.
Best of luck in the next round.
Thank you.
He'll be taking on Will Power. That's Dario Franchitti.
And you know, Mark, I agree with Dario. I kind of think that the timing light should be down there, and as soon as the green flag waves, sort of like a drag race, a staging area, as soon as the green flag waves and you cross the timing light down there out of the box, that the clock begins.
You and I have talked about it a million times. While it might be difficult to do it here, certainly at some of the other venues, Iowa, Texas, and Kentucky, I'd like to see us go back to what we did at Texas in the early years.
Where the
pit stop was included in the qualifying.
That would be great. And I remember that was the other than here at Indy, that the biggest crowd I've ever seen.
Absolutely.
For qualifying or first year at Texas, 50,000 plus, and every team member was on the wall.
Yep.
To watch that, because you had to do two laps, then you had to come in, and your team had to make a stop before you completed your run. And I agree with you, Mark. That was great. Okay, Nick Yeoman, here we go.
And KV Lotus Technology against Target Chip Ganassi. Tony Kanaan's crew is the first away. Inside rear tire changer, Jeremy Washburn from Fort Wayne, Indiana, will go to work. And KV Lotus Technology down and away.
Wow.
Not a problem. Scott Dixon just now pulling away, so maybe a bit of an upset as Tony Kanaan's crew are going to knock out the Target Chip Ganassi boys and Scott Dixon's team.
How about that? So Target Chip Ganassi Racing has one car remaining now, as you're right, Dixon goes down in a big way, more than 3 seconds, Mark, as the KV Lotus guys get Tony Kanaan in and out in 8.360 seconds. So TK moves on to the semis.
I have a sneaking suspicion at some point before the season's over, we're going to see that car in victory lane.
I think you're right. I think that's a good pairing. And he seems to be driving, Mark, with a bit of renewed vigor.
No question.
I mean, he really seems to be recharged out there. And, boy, he's happy right now. That is for sure. So, once again, Team Kanaan, Tony Kanaan, KV Lotus advances on to the semifinals, 8.360, as Scott Dixon's guys had a little bit of trouble. The Target Chip Ganassi Racing boys needed 11.871 seconds. Now, once again, reminding you all that we will not be able to complete this competition while we are on the full network. It's not going to happen by 3 o'clock, unfortunately, and we apologize. But because of the big incident at the end of the Firestone Indy Lights race, and the amount of time it took to extract the driver from the car. And the good news is, Mark, is he's awake, he's alert, and we're talking about the driver of car number 4, Jorge Goncalves. Big hit, one of the biggest hits I've ever seen at this track. But it did take a while for them to do all their procedures, the whole Montro safety team. Because of that, we started this competition, Mark, nearly a half hour late, maybe more, 40 minutes late. We say goodbye at 3 o'clock, but fans can still join us on IndyCar.com, and we'll complete the competition.
And we will complete it and look forward to that. And it will cap off, at least racing-wise, a full day of activity here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And then, of course, the big concert in the infield.
Don't forget, be here early on Sunday. If you've got tickets for the race, Dave Wilson, this is not a race that you want to show up for at 9:30, 10 o'clock and just get to your seat, you know, 20, 30 minutes to see some of the traditional ceremonies. With all of the things that are planned, you probably, I would say that most folks would want to be in their seats by 8:30, 9 o'clock to try to take it all in.
Yeah, I think the bands begin about 8 o'clock, if not before, but you want to watch the bands go around. There's going to be previous winners out in old cars.
Yep.
I know Bobby Hunter's going to be out in Joe Dawson's 1912 winner.
I think
winner.
Parnelli's driving the Marmon Wasp, isn't
Parnelli's
it?
Parnelli's driving the Marmon Wasp. Yep. There's going to be tons of that. They got the big Hot Wheels deal going on down there in the
that
infield.
Jump, what, the jump. That takes place at 10:30?
Something like that, yeah. And this is an 800-horsepower truck. that's going to go from the top of this thing 105 feet in the air and then try to make a 302-foot long jump like you used to do with your Hot Wheels. But there's so much the pomp, the circumstances, and all the show leading up to the greatest spectacle in racing. Be here in the seats for it.
And tomorrow, by the way, if you're not going to the parade, you can come over to the Speedway for the world's largest autograph session. More than 100 former drivers that have taken part in the Indianapolis 500 will be here. There's also a big memorabilia and collector show, so a lot of things to see and do. If you're not one of the parade people, then come on over to the Speedway and enjoy what will be a very special Saturday. Nick Yeoman?
Yeah, as we wait for the final quarterfinal round to get lined up here with Tony Kanaan, you were pretty confident before this thing started. Your team's done a pretty good job. Two straight rounds and two straight wins.
Yeah, I mean, I trust my guys, and they're really good. So, obviously, this day is for them and for the fans. Hopefully, we'll be able to go to the finals. One more to go, and then the finals. So, we'll see.
You got a confident bunch?
Oh, yeah. I believe we can do it.
That's Tony Kanaan. He's pretty confident. Those KV Lotus guys ripped off one heck of a pit stop earlier. He is a threat to win this competition, guys.
Dreyer and Reinbold Racing and Team Penske will be next with Justin Wilson and Ryan Briscoe. I want to remind you, before we say goodbye here, that the top 10... my goodness, we're going to have a competitive race on Sunday. Scott Dixon, personally, he's my pick, Mark, to win this race. He's been so quiet all month long. He is kind of like an assassin, man. You just don't see him coming, and before you know it, boom, he's gone. I just think Scott Dixon has had the kind of month that makes me be on the lookout for him, so I'm picking Scott Dixon. He was P1. Alex Tagliani, our pole sitter, was P2. Dario Franchitti wound up P3. Then Vitor Mira, Dan Weldon, Buddy Rice, Ryan Hunter-Reay, Tony Kanaan, Elio Castroneves, and John Andretti, your top 10 in the final practice session. And Mark, all five of the former winners in the field practiced inside the top 9 today. And, you know, let's face it, I think Dan Weldon and Buddy Rice have just as good a chance to win this race as Dario Franchitti, Elio Castroneves, or Scott Dixon. It's going to be great.
Well, Dan certainly knows how to pace himself over the course of the 200 miles, the year in which he won the race. He let the car come to him throughout the course of the race. They had everything dialed in by the last stop, and after that it was Dan Weldon's race. But going back to your point about Scott Dixon, when you've had 173 career starts, and 121 of those starts have resulted in a top 10, you're certainly going to be a factor no matter where you are, be it Texas, Long Beach, or the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
And I tell you what, Dave Wilson, I'm not so sure that a rookie named J.R. Hildebrand can't win this race with Panther Racing.
Pretty amazing. He certainly has the savvy, and he's got a great teacher with Buddy Rice helping him.
Yep, and like you said, that car has finished second 3 years in a row. Vitor Mira in 2008, Weldon in 2009 and 2010. And boy, there's just something about Hildebrand. He's got that veteran swagger going, even though he's a young kid from Sausalito, California. Okay, downstairs, Michael Young, our final quarterfinal matchup. Justin Wilson, Dreyer and Reinbold Racing, Ryan Briscoe, and Team Penske.
And the green flag is out by King, and Justin Wilson is quick away. Derek Davidson, his chief mechanic on the outside front. For Ryan Briscoe, it's Matt Johnson. It was a quick one, already down and away, but Ryan Briscoe down and away at the same time. A quick stop for the Penske boys.
Well, there it is, Mark. Our first sub-8-second stop comes courtesy of Team Penske. Ryan Briscoe, 7.788 edges at Justin Wilson, just about a second difference at 8.711 seconds. So give it to Team Penske on that one.
And again,
quickest stop of the competition.
If you're watching the video and thinking, how can that be possible? Justin Wilson got into the pit box so much quicker. Again, the timing line starts when they pull in and it ends when they pull out. Doesn't really matter in terms of how quickly they get to the pit stall.
Okay, so once again, along the network lines, we will be saying goodbye in just a couple of minutes, but you can join us on IndyCar.com for the remainder of the competition. We've got the semifinals and the finals coming up. And, of course, Sunday, the big show, 11 a.m. Eastern time. We hope you're going to join us for the 100th anniversary running of the Indianapolis 500. This Carb Day recap has been brought to you by Firestone, official tire of the Indianapolis 500-mile race. For the retailer nearest you, visit FirestoneTire.com or call 800-807-9555. Firestone, a tradition of innovation. And brought to you by Chevy and their award-winning lineup featuring 9 models with an EPA fuel mileage rating of 30 miles per gallon and better. And by Miller Lite, the official beer of the Indianapolis 500. In the booth with me today, Mark James and Dave Wilson. Downstairs, covering all the action on Pit Lane, Nick Yeoman and Michael Young. Our network general manager is Wally Levitt. Program and production control by Chris Pollack. Pit producer, Brian Livingston. Our chief engineer is Rick Evans. RF operations by Norm Birnbaum. Master control by Paul Levitt and John Royer. I'm Mike King, inviting you to join us for live coverage of the 100th anniversary running of the Indianapolis 500 Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, noon at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on many IMS radio network stations on XM 94, Sirius 212, and the Lassie World Harvest Network. In the semifinals, it's going to be Will Power, Dario Franchitti, Tony Kanaan, and Ryan Briscoe. Don't forget, you can hear continuing coverage on IndyCar.com. This Carb Day Recap is copyrighted by the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network. Welcome back. Continuing coverage of our Indy 500 pit stop competition here on IndyCar.com for all of us, all of you, who were joining us on IMS radio network stations around the country on XM 94, Sirius 212. It's great to have you with us as we have the semifinal set. Will Power, 8.164 seconds, one of the quickest stops of the competition, belonging to his team Penske, Verizon Wireless Crew. Dario Franchitti, Mark James, at 10.020. His guys are going to have to step it up just a little bit.
Yeah, no question. And this is when it gets down to the nitty-gritty time. The adrenaline gets jacked up a little bit. And I would say that I think the perennial favorite, or at least the sentimental favorite, I should say, among the huge crowd that's assembled here. It seems like the largest cheer went up for Tony Kanaan when his team won in the round previous. Certainly, Will Power, Dario, Ryan Briscoe have their fans, but I think because of the fact that they are among the big two, if you will, in Penske and Ganassi, I think most folks are probably pulling for TK.
Okay, Nick Yeoman, just about time to go here. Once again, it is Will Power, Team Penske, the Verizon Wireless number 12 crew, and Dario Franchitti, the defending Indy 500 winner, Target Chip Ganassi Racing, as we get set for our first semifinal matchup.
Yeah, it's Penske and Ganassi. It doesn't get a whole lot better than that, Mike King. So many races in perhaps the last year and a half have been not only decided between these two drivers, but these two crews on pit lane. So, you know, I think there's a strong bit of respect for Dario Franchitti from the Penske bunch, and that respect is mutual between both. So as they get ready to go here, we're waiting for the engines to be fired, and then we'll get this semifinal pit stop competition underway.
Okay, Nick, back to you in just a couple of minutes. And, you know, Mark, a lot of – well, hold on a second. Nick, it looks like Will Power's car is being pushed away from the start line. Any idea what's going on?
Well, no, and they're wheeling it back now. I think Will just probably wanted it lined up a little bit better. They were a little bit far away from the wall, so they kind of, you know, moved it and cockeyed it and got it lined up probably better to where he can pull away and give his guys a good stop a little bit further down the line.
Okay, so the alignment as far as driving straight onto his marks is what he's looking for. So they're repositioning him now. Being told we're about 2 minutes away, so you're listening to continuing coverage of the annual pit stop competition. It's Miller Lite Carb Day here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Mike King, Mark James, and Dave Wilson here in the IMS Pagoda, 104 feet above the yard of bricks. Nick Yeoman, Michael Young have been covering all the action down on pit lane. Cool and overcast today. In fact, Mark, what were we? Low 50s.
Right.
I believe 53 degrees was our ambient at the start of the Freedom 100.
We talked about at the start of the race, especially the parade laps, and we referred to it, we mentioned it a few times on our broadcast, especially on race day. As much as we love bright sunshine, there's no question that the colors just seem to jump off the race cars on cloudy days. They just seem to really pop, if you will, and you know, it provides a nice contrast, if you will, with all the gray of the bleachers and the grandstands and whatnot, the dark asphalt. Boy, on cloudy days, we sure seem to get a deeper appreciation for the brightly colored race cars we have here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Yeah, and the same with the crowd, Mark. You know, of course, when it's hot outside, most people wear white T-shirts, you know, when the sun is out. So, but Dave Wilson today, oh, wait a second, engines have already fired. We'll get to Dave Wilson in a moment. Nick Yeoman, we're about ready to go.
Yeah, it's Target Chip Ganassi against Roger Penske's Verizon team. Power against Dario Franchitti. These guys want to beat each other awfully bad this coming Sunday with the 100th anniversary of the Indianapolis 500, and you got got to believe that these crews want to beat each other today in the pit stop competition. One of the fans standing in between the two cars with the green flag, getting ready to wave, waiting for the signal. The winner will go to the finals to face either Tony Kanaan's KV Racing Lotus Technology team, or it'll be the teammate of Will Power, being Ryan Briscoe, who had an excellent start. Green flag is waved. They both pull away now. Will Power a little ahead of Dario Franchitti. It's all going to come down to who can change the four tires quickest in the pit box. Will Power's away, followed by Dario Franchitti. Mike down here, probably too close for the eye. That one looked like you're going to have to go to the stopwatch. It's going to be Dario Franchitti, though, and the Target Chip Ganassi team that will move on to the finals.
Yeah, and gamesmanship is exactly right, Nick, when you talk about how that whole sequence played out. Dario Franchitti, Target Chip Ganassi Racing, Mark James, 8.947 seconds to Will Power's Verizon Wireless time is 9.328. Interesting how they both, when the green flag fell, just basically stared at each other and said, yeah, who's going first?
Yeah, and we had an opportunity on the video monitor we were watching to see the left front and the right front on Dario's car. And boy, I tell you what, just so fluid.
Yeah.
I mean, just no hesitancy at all. The gun went back on and got that lock nut down, and just a very, very smooth stop for Dario Franchitti's team.
8.947. So Target Chip Ganassi Racing has an entry in the final, but folks, well, it still could be a Ganassi-Penske matchup because Tony Kanaan and Ryan Briscoe will be next. Let's hear from Scott Dixon, Michael Young. My pick to win the 500 on Sunday, but he's not going to win the pit stop competition.
No, he
today.
Won't win the pit stop competition, but it's all about race day. And Scotty, your teammate, just had an awful nice pit stop. It's hard when you're pitting there, and you get that little hiccup when you get going, and you got to remember, well, it's not until you get to that timing line that it really begins. A tough go for you, but talk about the race car, because even on a cool day, you're good. On the hot days, you're good. You've just been good.
Yeah, you know, I think both Target cars have been good all month, and, you know, obviously our car was real good in qualifying, and, you know, we obviously messed up a little bit and just let that pole slip away, but, you know, it's been good. You know, the pit stop comp here, I kind of fumbled the whole thing and slid through the whole box. I think I ended up almost in turn one, so, you know, I definitely feel bad for the guys for botching it that bad, but, you know, Dario's still flying the flag, but, yeah, looking forward to it. You know, it's obviously starting to get close now, but just wish it was Sunday already.
We will see him on race day, and he will be very, very good. A lot of talk in the driver's meeting, Scott, about the double file restarts. Your thought on it, and how did the meeting go?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what, you know, the outcome is. I know there's still talk going out, you know, on and around about it. Yeah, I think the big concern here is obviously the speeds and you know, the very small margin for error at the track like this that, you know, you could ruin, you know, a lot of people's days, and it could be a bit of a, you know, a lucky dip on how it works out for the winner. So, you know, I don't know, like, you know, obviously we're just going to have to do whatever we're told, but, you know, hopefully they come to some sort of agreement by, you know, by day's end at least.
He will be having a very good vantage point in the middle of row one. That's Scott Dixon.
Well, Mark, you and I both know the guys driving the cars ultimately have the final say on how the two-wide restarts go down, and you and I also both know how they decided they were going to take care of that at Long Beach, and it wasn't necessarily a two-wide restart that we saw.
So at 3:06 on Friday, May 27th, Scott Dixon uttered the phrase, "We'll have to do whatever we're told." Those are words that Brian Barnhart has been waiting to hear for years.
Yeah.
As the director of race control.
There's only one problem, though, Mark. He followed that up with, "There's still plenty of discussion
right.
going
yeah.
on."
Well, we kind of saw what their opinions, the drivers' opinions were of two wide restarts at Long Beach, because it just didn't happen.
That's right.
It just flat did not happen, despite the fact that's what was supposed
to
happen.
And you can't penalize the whole field.
No, you simply cannot. And I, you know, I wouldn't at all be surprised if that is not the scenario that we see unfold on race day.
We'll wait and see, because it has certainly been hotly debated, that's for sure. Dario Franchitti has won this race twice. He is the defending race winner. And Nick Yeoman, he is in the championship round of the annual pit stop competition.
Yeah, and we'll wait to see who Dario Franchitti will face in the finals. I want to talk about that start. It looked like a little bit of gamesmanship. What was with that?
could have been. No, absolutely. I think it helps sometimes to have somebody to gauge your braking off of. So whoever goes first is generally the guy second will gauge his braking off that. And I think Will was trying to do that, but I wasn't playing that game. But I still managed to screw up my marks. I was a little bit short this time. If I get it dead on, I think the target boys can do a good job.
Who do you want in the finals? I know it's always great to beat Penske again, but your buddy TK, he's been awfully impressive as well, his crew.
Yeah, I don't care. I think all the crews do a great job here. I don't care which one. The target boys are going to have to do a good job as they know how to do. But like I've said already today, I'll take fast stops on Sunday or fast stops today any day. This is such a different format from what we actually do on the track. There's so many tricks can go into this thing, and I think it's better to focus on the race, but it's a fun thing to win too.
Well, let's talk about the race while we have a little bit of time. There's been a lot of talk about these double file restarts. I know you're probably tired of hearing about it, but I know you guys want to get something done. I heard about a long drivers meeting this morning. Where do you stand on these right now?
I'm actually tired of talking about them, never mind hearing about them. I just don't think, and we had I think every driver is in the same position. None of us think that the centennial running of the Indianapolis 500 is the place to have your first, to be doing double wide restarts here. It's just, we don't believe as a group the track suited to it with the narrow groove, the one line groove that you're going to be presented with and all the problems that could create. We think the best, the most fair way and the way that would keep the integrity of the race as well as put on a great show for the fans is to have a late single file restart somewhere down here around about the pit end. And then Randy was talking about it, so we talked with him about it, and we'll see what happens.
Hey, thanks for the time. Good luck in the finals.
Thank you.
That's Dario Franchitti, Mike.
Yeah, so Dario, Mark, didn't say we'll do whatever we're told.
No.
So, and Dario, let's face it, he and Justin Wilson, Tony Kanaan, they're kind of the guys,
right?
When it comes to who everybody else goes to, and we'll just have to wait and see how this plays out as we get set for our second semifinal. Michael Young, Tony Kanaan, and Ryan Briscoe getting ready to duke it out here.
Yes, indeed. Chief Mechanic Eric Haverson for that KV Racing Technology, that Geico Lotus machine for Tony Kanaan. Matt Johnson again for Ryan Briscoe. And Ryan with a fantastic run this past time, or a fantastic stop. So to TK. Ryan will be on the left side, TK on the right side. We are getting ready to throw the green flag for the finals semifinal run. Both away, the green flag is out. Ryan Briscoe speeds into the pit box. Tony Kanaan slowly rolls in. May have cost him a second or two. Quickly, Ryan Briscoe down and away already. Tony Kanaan struggling. He's now down and away.
Wow.
What a great stop. Team Penske may have got it again, Mike.
Yep, and you're right. That's the quickest stop of the competition, Mark Jane. 7.568. That's a little more like what we're accustomed to.
Almost 2 seconds faster than Tony Kanaan's crew. So what a showdown it will be between Ryan Briscoe and Dario Franchitti. And Mike, make no mistake about it, while certainly the focus is on race day for these race teams, this certainly gives a driver and team a boost of confidence going into race day on Sunday, and certainly gives that race team a little bit of bragging rights up and down pit road when they win this competition.
Boy, Nick Yeoman, talk about impressive. Briscoe had a great stop in the semifinals at 7.78 seconds. His guys, the Verizon Wireless crew, they were 0.2 seconds quicker on this next stop at 7.568.
Yeah, hard to believe that they could step their game up that much, but you got to think that's got to give Ryan Briscoe a little bit of confidence, a little bit of a confidence boost to help him going to the Indianapolis 500. Of course, it's been a rough month for him really already so far. Backed it in the wall before qualifying, had to qualify on the second day because he wasn't fast enough on pole day. He'll start in the middle of row number 9. So, these guys may be trying to make a statement and show that Ryan Briscoe and his pit crew are going to be more than ready to win this competition and perform well on Sunday.
Okay, Michael Young, I know you've got other obligations coming up. Are you still up?
Yes, indeed, I am, Mike.
Who are you picking to win on Sunday?
Well, it's hard when your lead broadcaster goes with who you're going to pick. You always like to pick first. That way you can say
Dixon?
You said it first. But
you picking Dixon?
Yeah, Dixon's so good.
Yeah.
And the thing about Scott is he's been good in the cold. He's been good warm. He's never been always at the top. He's always been second or third, but he's always been there. And that, when he won back in 2008, is how his month went as well.
Yep.
He was always there at the top and always so very, very good. He's going to be very tough to beat.
Yeah, it was a team hiccup that took pole away from him because they shorted him on fuel. Nick Yeoman, what about you? Who are you picking on Sunday?
Boy, it's so tough because this field, as we've seen, has just been so competitive. You know, you want to go and grab a dark horse because guys like Buddy Rice and Ed Carpenter and Dan Weldon have been so quick. But I think as we're seeing today here in the pit stop competition, these stops are so important. And a lot of those one-off teams, while they've got awfully fast race cars, let's remember, they got to make 8 or 9 pit stops on race day. So I would have a hard time going away from the target Chip Ganassi guys. I think Dario Franchitti, I think they're going to overcome that hiccup in qualifying, and I think Dario Franchitti may add his name to the 3-time winners list here in Indianapolis.
Okay, so Dario, so we've so far three of us have picked everyone going with a Ganassi car. Dave Wilson, what do you think about Sunday? Who are you taking?
I will preface this by saying this is my 44th Indy 500.
And you picked all 43 previous ones.
I've only picked two.
Oh,
73 with John Cock in
2002.
2004 with Buddy Rice.
Yeah, so, I picked Ari in 1990,
yeah?
And I picked Dario in 2007.
Problem is with me, I always vote with my heart.
Yeah.
And I think the 100th anniversary, the inaugural running, it's going to be somebody out of the clear blue sky, and I think that somebody is my good friend, John Andretti.
Oh.
He's got Conway's crew pitting the car. I just think fate's going to reach down and give the Andretti people another V. You know, they denied Michael. Mario only got one. And if you drive by Ritter High School out on 30th Street here, it says, you know, good luck. Once a Raider, always a Raider. Good luck to number 43, John Andretti. I just think it's his year.
So that's the direction you're going. Jonathan Mathis has been shadowing us this month of May because for some reason he wants to be a broadcaster and may even wind up on the radio network at some point in time. Okay, Jonathan, you were showing me your sign there. Your first appearance on the IMS radio network will be telling us your pick for the 100th anniversary running of the Indy 500. Who are you taking?
Well, I'm taking... I wouldn't say a flyer because the team's been so strong this year.
Right.
I'm going to go with one of the cars out of the Schmidt stable with Townsend Bell.
Townsend Bell. That's, you know, and if Townsend wins, it would be an upset of sorts, but my gosh, he's good here. He is so good here. Okay, so we have John Andretti, Townsend Bell, two votes for Scott Dixon, one for Dario Franchitti. Mark James, my longtime broadcast partner, sits here. What about you, Mark? Who are you taking?
I think you are going to have for the second year in a row a new member of the 3-time win club. I'm going to go with Nick Yeoman simply because...
Well, Nick's not racing. He didn't qualify.
I think if you look at Dario Franchitti and what he has done since he returned to the series...
Right. Total domination.
Absolutely, and I think that's going to continue Sunday here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
So Mark James is taking... Dario Franchitti.
No, I'm still taking Nick Yeoman, whether you like it or not.
Is there?
Yeah, so I wanted to play along with that.
Brian
I didn't
Livingston,
want to miss that golden
Brian Livingston
moment.
Is our pit producer. We never get to hear him on air, but we can hear you on my microphone. Brian, who are you taking on Sunday? Oh, you're going to take our Polson. So you like the Canadian. And let's face it, guys, the one thing that we haven't really talked about a lot, which I guess we should here today, and Mark, we think about, you know, we talk about how important pit box selection and location is, and Alex Tagliani, he has that preferred spot at pit out.
No question, that'll make all the difference in the world, and again, although this is a Sam Schmidt Motorsports team, this is a fast race team. Holdover, a lot of those guys coming from that fast race team from a year ago.
Time for the championship. Dario and Ryan Briscoe. Let's go to Nick Yeoman.
Yeah, it is Target Chip Ganassi against Team Penske. Ryan Briscoe, some lightning quick stops so far today. Dario Franchitti, the defending winner of the Indianapolis 500. We'll see if this sets the tone, and we might have the winner for the Indianapolis 500 in this group. Both engines fired, both teams ready. About a good 50 or 60 yards down pit lane as we get to the green flag is waved. It's going to be Briscoe out of the starting gates first. Dario Franchitti not too far behind. The IZOT team goes to work first. They will be done first. Dario Franchitti's crew, they get done right after. It's awfully close. from the iMic, I'm going to say Ryan Briscoe, but who won this thing?
Yeah, you're exactly right. It was Ryan Briscoe with another sub-8-second stop. So Team Penske in that Izod number 6 car, that team wins it. Mark James, 7.882 seconds over Dario Franchitti, 8.481. Ryan Briscoe with back-to-back-to-back sub-8-second stops. Good show there by those guys.
No question, and that's what Team Penske is so very, very good at is pit stops. You know, it's interesting that we should have, among all of us that you polled, a couple of, you know, people that have the same pick, and a couple of people picking Dixon, a couple of people picking Dario Franchitti. Because, Mike, you could conceivably go 6, 7, 8 rows deep into this field and find a driver. Let's face it, even the car with the right set of circumstances starting 33rd after the way he ran in practice today, Ryan Hunter-Reay certainly has an opportunity. You know, Graham Rahal will probably be there toward the end of the race.
I still think Hildebrandt.
Yep, Marco Andretti, Brian Briscoe from row number 9, two drivers that could be there. So, you know, Tony Kanaan is another one in row number 8. So this certainly is a very deep, very talented field, and while we certainly have our favorites, we're going to go ahead and let it play out over the 200 laps, and it should be drama at its best.
And you know, we haven't even mentioned Elio Castroneves.
Right.
Three-time winner, starting on the inside of row 6. Can Elio come from that far back in the field to become a four-time winner? It really is amazing how deep this field is, and it just seems, Dave Wilson, to get deeper and deeper every year.
Well, you know Elio has the team and the abilities to do just that, but I'll tell you, nobody needed that boost like Ryan Briscoe needed that boost.
You know, talking
when he was on the Brickyard Live show, I was talking to his wife, Nicole Mansky, and we were talking a little bit, and she said, I'm the only one with job security. You know, that Ryan's really on the line there with Penske this year, and he needs to start performing. He needs a very, very, very good Indy 500, and this may be the start to that.
Yeah, there's no denying that Ryan Briscoe and Elio Castroneves have both have had difficult starts to 2011, and Elio had hoped that the energy at Indy and his prior showings here would turn his month around. It hasn't happened, and we can only hope that's going to happen for Elio. Ryan Briscoe, same sort of story. And let's remember, guys, that all three of the Penske entry last year, all three of them made mistakes, all three of their pit crews made mistakes. It was not a good month of May in 2010. They want to turn it around. Nick, you've got our pit stop competition winning driver. He's got to be happy about the crew he's got to work with as all of a sudden, he's run away from you. Where is he going?
Yeah, he's heading down pit lane. I know he was yelling, where are my guys at? Where are my guys at? Obviously, this is a competition where it's not about the drivers. They just got to get in and out of their box correctly. But Ryan wanted to go down and join his team members and give them some high fives. We'll see if we can jump in here. Ryan, that was awfully impressive. Your team, boy, they were really on it. Some quick stops.
Oh, man, they're the best. I think we've been the quickest car on pit road the last two races, and they really just proved their worth again today. Feel bad that I'm in the spotlight right now. It should be those guys.
Well, tell us a little bit about those guys.
Well, I mean, they're magical. I mean, I've tried to change a wheel on these things before, and I can't do it in under 6 seconds. So, I mean, they're just amazing, and they just do it spot on every single time.
I know it's just a pit stop competition, but does this help your confidence heading into the race on Sunday? Because I know it's been an up and down couple of weeks.
Hey, they're the kind of pit stops we're going to be looking for in the race to come from 26th to the front. So I know I've got the best guys in pit lane, and you should be watching for us to making up positions every pit stop. But I can't thank these guys enough, and everyone at Team Penske. I mean, all three cars, they're just awesome.
That's Ryan Briscoe from Team Penske in the Izod colors. His team gets the win in the pit stop competition for 2011.
And Mark, on pit lane, 7, 8, maybe as many as 9 times during the course of this 500-mile event on Sunday. That's what it's all about, is making up some positions on pit lane, at the very least maintaining, not losing any ground when you come onto pit lane.
Well, he talked about his ability to be able to move up through the pack thanks to his guys on pit road. And we were talking about, you know, if we can kind of expand upon the comments that Dave Wilson made in talking to Nicole, Ryan's wife, the other day about his job security. If you go back over the past couple of years of his history with Team Penske, Mike, it seems like whenever Ryan Briscoe was on the ropes and maybe people were wondering when he might be cut loose, he quieted his critics by winning a race, most notably when he had the dust-up with Danica on pit road here at the Indianapolis 500. People thought that he was all but gone at that point with the mistakes that he had made, and all he did was shut everybody up by pulling into victory lane at the Milwaukee Mile.
So we will wait and see if, in fact, this is an omen
for Ryan Briscoe. This is, I believe, the 13th pit stop competition win for a Team Penske crew. And as we mentioned, Elio Castroneves was looking for, I believe, his sixth win in this competition after winning five previous, but he was ousted in the first round. Mark, you about ready to head for the mosh pit over there to see Stained and Papa Roach?
Mike, I got to be honest with you. I'm heading back to God's country, Monrovia, Indiana, and beautiful Morgan County, because my son, Evan, and his classmates are turning the tassels tonight. We're doing graduation at Monrovia High School.
Graduation. So
I told him, when you go across the state, son, please open it up. Make sure the diploma's signed.
That's just make sure it's in there.
That's right.
Yeah, just make sure it's in there. Dave, what about you? You heading over for a little rock and roll music?
No, I'm headed back down to Franklin, Indiana, and just prepare for this weekend.
Well, that's God's country, too.
It is God's country. I can't wait for this. I am very excited about this 100th anniversary running of the 500 Egg. It's going to be unbelievable, but I'm just going to cool my jets and be ready to hopefully. Here's what I hope happens on race day. I hope race day, I'll be in the garage area and the hospital. I hope Wally Levitt pays me to sit back there and drink water on a golf cart all day long.
You don't want to have anybody to talk to.
I hope nobody crashes, nobody goes out. I just sit back there in the shade, and when the checkered flag flies, I come up and get my check from Wally.
Well, Sam Schmidt did not win the pit stop competition.
No, he
won everything else so far. He finished 1-2 in the Freedom 100 after. And what's interesting about that is he goes 1-2 in the Freedom 100 but has a different driver sitting on pole for that event. He's got Alex Tagliani on pole for the 500. He's got three of the six fastest cars in the first two rows, either owned directly by his team or engineered by his team. But like we said, Team Penske, Roger Penske and his guys, they work their magic once again in the pit stop competition. As Ryan Briscoe defeats Dario Franchitti in the Target Chip Ganassi Racing 10 crew with a time of 7.882. Guys, rest up. We've got race day on Sunday, and can't wait. And don't forget, everyone listening, it's an hour earlier. So instead of the noon start time for our pre-race show like it was the last couple of years, we'll be coming your way at 11 a.m. Eastern time. XM94, Sirius 212, IndyCar.com, the LaCie World Harvest Network, if you're somewhere where you've got a shortwave radio, and of course, on hundreds of IMS Radio Network affiliates around North America. We hope you're going to join us. Want to say thanks to Nick Yeoman. And to Michael Young for doing a great job downstairs. My thanks to Dave Wilson, my longtime broadcast partner Mark James, to our pit producer Brian Livingston, to the guy who oversees all of our production, Chris Pollack. Our thanks to him, to our network director Wally Levitt, to our RF director of RF engineering Norm Birnbaum, and our director of engineering Rick Evans. Thanks so much for everything that you guys have done leading up to this, and we look forward to race day 2011, the 100th anniversary running of the Indianapolis 500. It's always special when we race here. It will just be that much more special come Sunday. Hope to talk to you then. Until then, have yourself a safe Friday evening, all day Saturday, and we'll talk to you Sunday morning from the world's greatest race course.